From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first headline. Most Indonesians believe that some information regarding COVID-19 positive patients should be available to the public to be used for contact tracing. More than 600,000 cases of the COVID-19 have been officially recorded around the world since the outbreak of the epidemic. Now is news in detail read out by Antin Supriyati. Most Indonesians believe that some information regarding COVID-19 positive patients should be available to the public to be used for contact tracing, as reflected by the recent survey. The survey was conducted between March 20 and 21 by the Indonesian Institute of Science in collaboration with the National Disaster Mitigation Agency and other institutions to find out the public perception of information transparency in regard to the COVID-19 outbreak. The report showed that 97% of 15,101 respondents agreed that the recent travel history of COVID-19 positive patients should be made available to the public. Meanwhile, 65.8% of survey respondents support transparency regarding the detailed address of each patient. More than 600,000 cases of the COVID-19 have been officially recorded around the world since the outbreak of epidemic, according to the AFP tally on Saturday, March 28. There are 605,000 cases of infection, with 27,882 deaths in 183 countries and territories. The United States has 104,837 cases, of which 1,711 were fatal. Italy had the highest number of the death of 9,134 and total of 86,498 cases. In Spain, the death toll surged to 5,690 on Saturday after the record 832 people died in the 24 hours, and the number of infections soared to the 70,288, the government said. China, the epicenter of the outbreak, had 81,394 cases and 3,295 deaths. AirAsia Indonesia will provisionally halt flight service in Indonesia since April 1st to stem the risk of the coronavirus outbreak in the country and bolster the government effort to contain its spread. All domestic flights will be temporarily stopped until April 21st and international flight until May 17, AirAsia Indonesia note in its official statement released on Saturday, as quoted by Antara. The airline will continue to monitor development and take precautionary measures to restore flight services when normalcy is restored, according to the statement. The passenger register at the time of purchasing ticket will be notified of the canceled flight through email and SMS. Japan economy minister said Olympic postponement will push back trillion of yen in demand. The government stimulus package will take into account the effect that the postponement of the Tokyo Olympic Games will push back several trillion of yen worth of demand until next year, Japan Economic Minister Yasutoshi Nishimura said on Sunday. If demand is being pushed back until next year, that means the same amount of demand will evaporate this year. We will take this into account in compiling the stimulus package, Nishimura told a television program. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has warned the coronavirus crisis will get worse before it gets better, this warning in a letter being sent to every United Kingdom household. Boris Johnson, who is self-isolating after testing positive for COVID-19, says stricter restrictions could be put in place if necessary. Britain will also receive a leaflet detailing the government coronavirus rules and health information. It followed criticism over the clarify of government advice to death. The number of people to have died with coronavirus in the UK has now reached 1,019. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he is considering imposing a quarantine of New York State in a bid to slow the spread of the deadly coronavirus. He spoke as confirmed cases in the state increased to more than 52,000, about half of the total in the U.S. But New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the idea was preposterous, anti-American, and declaration of war. Mr. Cuomo said the state had already implemented quarantine measures such as banning major gatherings and ordering people to remain at home, but that he would oppose any lockdown effort. He continued it would cause the stock market to crash in a way that would make it impossible for the U.S. economy to recover for months, if not years. While sweat of Europe population endure lockdown condition in the face of the coronavirus outbreak, Sweden stand almost alone in allowing life to go on much closer to normal. After a long winter, it's just become warm enough to sit outside in the Swedish capital and people are making the most of it. Elsewhere in the city, nightclubs have been open this week, but gathering for more than 50 people will be banned from Sunday. Compared to neighboring Denmark, which has restricted meeting to 10 people, or UK, where there are no longer supposed to meet anyone outside the household. Public health authorities and politicians are still hoping to slow down the spread of the virus without the need of draconian measure. There are more guidelines than strict rules, with a focus on staying home if you are sick or elderly, washing your hands and avoiding any non-essential travel, as well as walking from home. Meanwhile, there is a high level of trust in public authorities in Sweden, which many believe is driving locals to adhere to the voluntary guideline. This is the news for this hour, read out by Antin Supriyati.
This week's spotlight is on President asks all COVID-19 handling policies be one vision. President Joko Widodo asked that all handling of the coronavirus or COVID-19 outbreak be one vision and have the same policy. Every policy in the province should be calculated from the people's health and safety and the socioeconomic impacts that follow. President Jokowi stressed this when giving an introduction to the limited meeting on handling the outbreak through online at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Tuesday, March 24th. The president gave an example. A province or a regency and city would make a policy of closing schools and offices. Then places of economic transactions such as markets were closed altogether. So the president asked to really count and calculate the socio-economic and health impacts of the policy. The president further explained, in the regional budget revenues, support for these sectors must be given. Social assistance or social safety net to them must be prepared to support the policies made. Meanwhile, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati said that currently her side was identifying all budget changes to accommodate the needs in the health and social safety net. she had issued a regulation of the Minister of Finance as a legal basis to adjust the allocation of revenue sharing, general allocation, and regional incentive funds on March 16th. Based on coordination and simulation with local governments, the Ministry of Finance noted that the General Allocation Fund, which can be optimized for handling COVID-19, reached 4 trillion rupiahs. In addition, the government also arranged refocusing and relaxation of the Special Allocation Fund to support the handling of COVID-19 related to physical health sector with a potential national reallocation of 4.98 trillion rupiahs. Local governments can also use the Health Operational Assistance Fund in handling COVID-19 for incentives and assistance for medical personnel and surveillance officers in affected areas. Listener, that was this week's Spotlight.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, meet again with me, Daulat Pane, in Today in History over at RA World Service, Voice of Indonesia. We begin with the event on March 29, 1922, the National Philately Day. The celebration of Indonesia's Philately Day was originated from the stamp collectors who gathered in Batavia at the Starbase Philately Club, Post Jagalbert's John Mellor's Club of Batavia on March 29, 1922. After the proclamation of Indonesian independence, the association name was changed to the General Society Philately Indonesia. In 1965, the association became the Association of Philatelists of Indonesia, PPI, and in 1985 became Philatelist Association of Indonesia, PFI. The Indonesian Philately Day is commemorated each year by the Philatelic community at Philatelic Office Building, Jalan Pos No. 2, Pasar Baru, Jakarta. Turning to the events on March 29, 1930, Hendrik Bruning was sworn in as Chancellor of Germany. Hendrik Bruning was known as a politician who was an expert in the field of economics. He was sworn in as Chancellor of Germany on March 29, 1930, after the collapse of the coalition government of Hermann Müller. In its efforts to improve economic conditions in Germany, Hendrik Bruning increased taxes and cut to the state budget sharply. Such measures failed, and when the negotiations on the plan to re-equip the army failed, Bruning resigned from his position on May 30, 1932. He was replaced by Franz von Papen, members of his own right-wing party, for a short period, before Adolf Hitler became Chancellor on January 30, 1933. We end by March 29, 2010, the bombing of Moscow Metro. The 2010 Moscow Metro bombings were suicide bombings carried out by two women in the morning rush hour on March 29, 2010, at two Moscow Metro stations. The first attack occurred at the Lubyanka station. The second attack occurred about 40 minutes after the first attack. The second attack occurred in Park Kulturi station. At least 38 people were killed. Investigations indicated that the bombings carried out by Chechen separatist groups. Russian officials said that it was the most deadly terrorist attack and the most advanced in the Russian capital. Well, listener, that was Today in History over at RI Pusupis, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our podcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Malik Shoaib in Pakistan. He was listening to our English service through website www.voinews.id. Hello, Mr. Malik Shoaib. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. We are really sorry because we cannot fulfill your requests. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song. Here is the song.
Saat terindah, saat bersamamu, begitu lalapnya aku pun terbuai. Sebenarnya aku telah berharap ku kan memiliki dirimu selamanya. Kini cinta takkan berakhir, namun takdir menuliskan kita harus berakhir. Segenap hatiku luluh lantak mengiringi dukaku yang kehilangan dirimu. Sungguh ku tak mampu untuk meredam kepedihan hatiku untuk merelakan kepergianmu.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today, Sunday, March 29, 2020, is on postponement of Tokyo 2020 Olympics. The Indonesian National Olympic Committee, or NOC, respects the postponement of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics after announcement by Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and International Olympic Committee, IOC, President Thomas Bach on Tuesday, March 24th. Indonesian NOC President Raja Sabta Oktohari said he would continue to support whatever decision was made and would further deepen communication with the IOC for the technical mechanism of the delay. As quoted from Antara on Wednesday in Jakarta, Raja Sabta Oktohari explained the technical matters included the question of the continuation of the qualification process, whether it would still be continued or stopped temporarily. If it reverts to the normal schedule, the qualification process has a deadline in April. However, with the postponement of the Olympics until 2020, the qualification process has not yet been clarified. The Indonesian NOC will also seek clarification of the postponement period, bearing in mind that this is related to the funding sector in the sports branch. At present, the athletes for the Olympics continue to do training, but many have not been centralized and are doing it individually. However, sports branch whose athletes have managed to qualify for Olympics continues to monitor their progress, especially in nutrition and training. Earlier, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, along with International Olympic Committee IOC President Thomas Bach, agreed to postpone the implementation of the Tokyo 2020 Olympics, previously scheduled from July to August to summer next year at the latest. Prime Minister Abe conveyed the results of these talks to reporters amid growing awareness of the coronavirus pandemic or COVID-19. He said that Tokyo had actually completed the Olympic preparatory phase when COVID-19 began to spread globally. Tokyo Governor Yuriko Koike, on a different occasion, said that the Tokyo Olympics will be held in the summer of 2021, but still carries the name Tokyo 2020. And listener, that was my Indonesia for today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we reply an email from our listener, Howard Barnett in England. In his email, Mr. Barnett asked what is the difference between VOI at voinews.id and English at voinews.id. Hello, Mr. Howard Barnett. How are you today? We hope you are listening to our broadcast now. As information, VOI at voinews.id is our official web address. So please send your email just to VOI at voinews.id, not another web address. Thank you. Special for you, we will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Apa yang harus aku lakukan untuk membuat kau mencintaiku? Segala upaya telah kulakukan untukmu. Apa yang harus aku tunjukkan untuk membuat kau menyayangiku? Inilah aku yang memilih kau untukku. Karena aku mencintaimu dan hatiku hanya untukmu.
RRI was office voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello there, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder featuring Indonesian tourism. Today, we'll take you on a tour to travel to South Sumatra to enjoy the beauty of Temam Waterfall in the province. Indonesia has natural wealth with a variety of charms, including waterfalls. One of the waterfalls that is worth visiting and well known for its beauty is Temam Waterfall. This unspoiled tourist attraction is located in Rahmal Village in South Lubuk Linggau, Musirawas. Temam Waterfall has a height of 12 meters and a width of 25 meters. Its location is surrounded by natural rocks and green trees with pristine natural environmental conditions. This tourist attraction is located about 10 kilometers south of downtown Lubuk Linggau. Lubuk Linggau is approximately 6.5 hours drive from Palembang, the capital of South Sumatra. To reach Temam Waterfall is not too difficult. The condition of the asphalt road leading to Temam Waterfall is quite good. Arriving at the location, visitors can park their vehicles in a large parking location. For ticket to the Temam Waterfall location, visitors only need to pay 5,000 rupiah per person. That is less than half US dollar. Around the parking location, there are some places to rest. Although obstructed by lush trees, the roar of Temam Waterfall can already be heard from here. To see the beauty of Temam Waterfall, visitors must walk carefully down a fairly high step because the rocks are quite slippery. At the bottom of the stairs, there is a fairly wide open space with several giant mushrooms made of cement, complete with a number of seats that are deliberately provided for visitors who want to rest while enjoying the beauty of Temam Waterfall. The rumbling of the sound of the waterfall and the rhythm of the gurgling water became its own symphony, which was quite soothing and refreshing. Besides being able to relax while enjoying the natural panorama and beauty of the waterfall, visitors can also take a dip in the place. Temam Waterfall is indeed close to the residential area of Lubuk Linggau. This place is located approximately 6 kilometers from the Trans Sumatra Road section in the Lubuk Linggau city area. In addition to enjoying the waterfall, visitors can also feel another charm of the 100-meter suspension bridge that crosses the river, where you can see the waterfall only about 50 meters away. So, if you are in Palembang, South Sumatra, take time to enjoy the beauty of Temam Waterfall in Lubuk Linggau. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring Temam Waterfall in Lubuk Linggau, South Sumatra. Tomorrow, we will meet again with another interesting topic. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Now we'll reply an email from our listener Hisataka Fukuda in Japan. He was listening to our broadcast in Japanese language through 4750 kHz. Hello, Mr. Hisataka Fukuda. Thank you for your reception report on our broadcast. Our technical division told that frequency 3325 kHz, which is emitted from Palangkaraya, is specially for Central and South Asian regions. In addition to broadcasting through 3325 kHz, Voice of Indonesia also broadcasts through streaming voinews.id. You can also find out some information from this website. As appreciation, we will play another beautiful song for you. Enjoy the song!
Sudah lama sudah ku coba, tak rasakan apa yang ku rasakan. Tapi tak bisa, ku tak bisa. Dengarkanlah kata isi hatiku. Mungkin kini bukan kamu lagi yang di benakku. Dan mungkin memang tak sejalan. Dan kini aku ingin kamu, ingin kita untuk sudahi cinta kita. Ku tak bisa untuk terus cinta karena kau selalu saja tak pernah jadikan ku yang pertama, ku sendiri saja. Sudah lama sudah ku rasa, ku rasakan cinta yang tak terasa. Namun lama sudah ku coba.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Miscellany is about Medical Faculty University of Indonesia finds guava can prevent coronavirus.
Thank you.
Since COVID-19 outbreak began, researchers trying hard to find the vaccine or antivirus, including the researchers in Indonesia. A researcher of medical faculty at University of Indonesia or FKUI, Rafika Indah Pramitasari said, guava has a substance which can target coronavirus layers and then prevent mutation and multiplication in human body, which can cause disease. Rafika at FKUI Salemba Central Jakarta on Friday said, besides preventing multiplication, it aims to prevent the virus from sticking to humans. According to the research, red guava can expel the virus from their genetic material so that they cannot multiply further. The application method is easy, namely by eating guava directly or drinking the juice to increase immunity. This research is based on herbal database summary owned by FKUI about guava and computerized test method. Unfortunately, this finding has not been tested directly to coronavirus because University of Indonesia does not have any sample which might still be owed by Indonesian Health Research and Development Agency. Nevertheless, because it is a research and had been tested, guava is still effective in preventing coronavirus infection. FKUI also allows the people, pharmaceutical company, and related authorities to do further research and use their research results. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today about Medical Faculty University of Indonesia finds guava can prevent coronavirus. See you next time. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today we will present you a song by Maudie Ayunda. Although Maudie began her career as an actress, she is also a singer. Many of the songs she released became hits. She collaborated with a singer from the United States, David Choi. They sang a song called By My Side, which was released in 2014. The process of cultivating this song was interesting because neither Maudie nor David recorded it in the same place. The two singers were busy, causing them to have to record on two different continents. However, this is not an obstacle for them. Well, listener, here is Maudie Ayunda with David Choi with the song By My Side.
Just
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Jarak memisahkan kita, aku percaya. cinta ini akan sia-sia.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.